And good morning. It's 36 minutes past 8 in the AM. And guess what, Ben?
Guessing what is that Ollie is in studio. We're talking about Oho Festival. Hello. Although we say festival,
it's carnival.
Let's start off with that.
Oho Carnival.
Nice.
What can we expect from Oho Carnival, not festival?
Harmonious chaos.
Nice.
Strong.
That's such a good... descriptive.
Think harmonious chaos, or it'll be chaotically harmonious.
One of the two.
Yeah.
People have to show up to find out, I suppose. But
ideally,
In specifics, I suppose. Do you want to give us the rundown of, I guess, the general things that are happening at the carnival? I know there's music, there's art, and all those type of things. Who specifically, and that kind of stuff.
Well, I do and I don't know, and that's the glory of it.
Love that.
It's still actually probably unfolding as we speak and, you know, accumulating.
Nice.
That's a great thing. But to generally just find out about all this harmonious chaos, just show up. Friday, 5 p.m., and then Saturday, 5 p.m., and it goes through to 1 a.m. on both nights.
Awesome.
That was cool. That was something I noticed, is how it goes until 1 a.m. So
that's really cool.
What that obviously says to me, at least, is that there are going to be so many different things happening at this festival, carnival. So, yeah, give us a rundown on all of the diverse things that could actually be happening, because I don't know where to start.
You may or may not have an encounter with droids covered in sheets and a human being covered in a sheet who's a performance artist.
Cool.
Who'll be in a room waiting for you.
What are they going to do?
Personally, either of you, you're both invited. And I know in this one room where there's a human covered in a sheet, you have to take turns, so it's one at a time, and then you have an encounter with...
What do they do?
With a person.
You're not going to tell us that, are you?
I don't know.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So you're selling this, because I am enamored.
Good. So this room will have one red light in it, and then... a human being in between two sheets.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the rest we'll find out when we're there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
What inspired you to start a carnival harmonious chaos experience like this in Christchurch City?
I really like the feeling of, like, in my own work, I like operating in a space where I can't really see the edges, or I don't know where it begins and ends. And that's kind of where this carnival's coming from as well, as far as I'm concerned. It's sort of, like I'd like to know that I've been through something, but also not know exactly what it was, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Another thing we want to talk about is how it's happening at Box Quarter, which is where we are right now.
Fantastic.
So, this is us inviting you to talk positively about our workplace for a minute.
I'd like to. I like this part of town, and I think it's prime for the carnival because it has this kind of tight alleyway feel. It actually reminds me of a part of Tokyo called the Golden Guy, where there's this ancient little part of town where there's all of these tiny little square businesses and these tight little laneways, and it just has this opportunity for intimacy and a sense of largeness that is also only actually in a 50-meter kind of square block, or, you know, 50-meter radius.
It's a cool paradox, the way that, from what I hear, this Oho Festival is going to be...
Carnival, sorry.
Is going to be so many different people doing their own thing in such a small space. Being able to make small spaces so big is so powerful. And I think especially in Christchurch, we need events like this. So it's fantastic that it's happening.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, what we're working on at the moment is a way to kind of give some of the general, like, in between spaces a bit of a facelift as well, and kind of throw some interesting stuff in there. Like, we have an inflatable dinosaur that has quite strong views on 5G internet. So that dinosaur's gonna make an appearance wrapped in tin foil.
My goodness. So far, I mean, if I was asked the question I'm about to ask you, I don't know if I could pick after everything you've told me, but you've told us about some incredible stuff. What are you most excited for people to experience at the carnival?
I think a place where there's hopefully general atmosphere of openness and acceptance and to let rip and have some fun, but do so in a way that sort of respects yourself at the same time, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, come away feeling better the next morning, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, that's always the goal.
Yeah,
that's always the goal.
Well, thank you so much. I love the way that this is presented as you don't know what to expect, largely, but when you're there, I'm sure every answer will be answered. Or every question will be answered. Does that make sense?
Sure, it'll deliver its message, whatever message it has for you. I feel like it'll find the right one, and it'll just happen. And yeah,
the mystery is just intriguing me to show up so much more. It's nice. Amazing. I love it. I love it.
Nice one.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it, Ollie Ferriman. Ben's got something.
Yeah, final words. Tell us about all the musics, all the good things happening, going on in your world, if you'd love to. Final words, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to play on the Saturday night with a project that is really dear to me. It's a collaboration with a friend of mine called Rob Thorne.
Nice.
We've done that a couple of times before in Christchurch, but it's been over a year since we played the Arts Festival last year.
Cool.
Yeah, I always love playing with him, and there'll be a bit of extra sound in the Flux Courtyard, and I think we're just going to try and throw down a little bit as well.
Mm. Definitely.
There'll be some aerialist performers.
I heard about this, some slackliners and stuff, right?
Yes.
Nice. Yep. Very cool.
Yeah, all the health and safety measures are in place.
I'm sure. Yeah. It'll just be a guy at the bottom ready to catch, right?
Sure.
I'll sign up for it.
Yeah. Nice one, guys.
Indeed, Ohio Arts Carnival, 21st. Oh, no, that's wrong. It's on tomorrow and the next day, 20th and the 21st. So get on down to the Box Quarter from 5 p.m.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Thanks.